Studio 360 is supported by Roaring Book Press, publisher of Most Dangerous, Daniel Ellsberg and the Secret History of the Vietnam War, by award-winning author Steve Shenkin. To learn more, visit steveshenkin.com.
If you're a fan or student of James Bond, you do pay attention whenever a new Bond actor is announced. He's been played by Sean Connery, Roger Moore, Pierce Brosnan, Daniel Craig, all variously suave and, of course, all white. Among the supposed favorites to play 007 next is the great black British actor Idris Elba, Stringer Bell in The Wire and the star of the BBC detective series Luther. Earlier this week, Anthony Horowitz, author of the new James Bond novel called Trigger Mortis, told a British newspaper he just couldn't see Elba in the role. Elba, he said, was, quote, a bit too rough, a bit too street. Surprise, surprise, the internet reacted. A few of those outraged tweets came from Jamil Smith, senior editor at The New Republic and host of Intersection, a podcast about race, gender, and identity. And he joins me now. Jamil, welcome to Studio 360.
Appreciate you having me.
So this guy, Anthony Horowitz, who, by the way, apologized and said I'm mortified and I was a poor choice of words and blah, blah, blah. But when Horowitz called Idris Elba too street to play Bond, what does that phrase suggest to you?
The guy obviously, to some degree, did not know what he was saying. Just to give him the slight benefit of the doubt, but he has to understand it. You know, I mean, the word street has been a euphemism for black for a long time. Urban, you know, ethnic. This isn't something that like, you know, oh gosh, you know, I don't pay attention to the news or to pop culture, so I don't know the latest sayings. No, this is something that has been used as a euphemism since, frankly, James Bond has come into the world's consciousness. So he doesn't really have a pass on that. But the point to me is that, you know, saying that he's a little too street is curious, considering that James Bond is a thug in a suit.
Yes, and not a guy from the upper class. He's a spy who kills people.
And not just a guy from the upper class, but he's a Scot, which I mean has its own issues when it comes to UK culture.
Yes.
Okay, so you're talking about a Scottish guy from the country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who kills people for a living?
No, and that's interesting because this is a guy who obviously has thought about Bond a lot, wrote a Bond novel, so he doesn't get a pass on what looks like a kind of literary mistake or misguidedness.
Exactly. Frankly, it's about, you know, the fact that Anthony Horowitz seems to be, you know, stuck in this old idea of what a hero should look like.
Right. And you made an interesting point in one of your tweets about the Sidney Poitier, Jim Brown paradigm and how this reminds you of it. Explain that.
Okay, so the actor that he recommended, that Horowitz recommended for the role, was Adrian Lester. Adrian Lester, for all of his credits, is not a threatening guy in the least. I mean, he is the quintessential nice guy. There is not a threatening bone in Adrian Lester's body.
So he's the Sidney Poitier in this.
He's the Sidney Poitier in this equation. Yeah. So basically the paradigm is this. In the 60s, you know, Sidney Poitier portrayed respectable black men on film. He was not going to be the guy who was expected to be physical. Those roles were reserved for Jim Brown, for Fred Williamson, Jim Kelly. Those were the guys who needed to, like, get rough. And this was very well explained in Spike Lee's documentary about Jim Brown called Jim Brown All-American, which I highly recommend people look up. And, you know, this was the guy who was called upon to do the rough stuff, to be the Mandingo, essentially, you know, if we want to characterize it with a stereotype.
Yeah. Do you think in the James Bond context, there would be a problem that these movie makers think about, like, well, it's one thing for this white guy to kill people like crazy, but we're just, it's going to freak white audiences out if a black guy is doing it.
Yeah. No, that, there's a certain question you have to ask yourself, like, what will it do to a largely white audience to see a black guy killing mostly white people?
Yeah.
But I think especially in Britain, I mean, we've already seen this. John Luther has a gun. John Luther is a vicious, violent man, you know, who is on the side of good. I mean, the archetype is out there. It's not something that I think should shock people. And frankly, if the people that it does shock, I'm glad they're shocked.
And interestingly, thinking about the incredible global base of movies in general today, and especially of movies like the James Bond ones, maybe most of the people who go see them aren't white.
Right. Imagine that.
It seems like there is a lot of momentum in the fan world, maybe in the entertainment world, for having a black Bond. Is that just oh, we elected a black president and he's got a real license to kill, so we can make a black Bond in the movie. I mean, what is that part of it?
That might be an interesting interpretation. But what I think is really at the heart of it is that, you know, we're seeing in our world now people being more open, or at least being forced to be more open, to the idea of everyone looking like a hero. I think there's still a long way to go. But I think, you know, folks have been swallowing
yep.
a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus for eons
because
now.
He was.
Well, no, sorry to break it to you.
So if and when they cast a black guy as Bond, will that be a big deal, do you think? Will it be a big deal for the 12-year-old yous out there?
I think it'll be a big deal. Yeah, I think it would be a big deal for the 12-year-old me's. When I was growing up, I didn't have any black heroes outside of, you know, blaxploitation movies. I saw Shaft. He was a black hero. Jim Brown, you know, all these guys. But seeing like a black guy being James Bond with the kind of legend that James Bond carries,
yeah.
I think would have a big impact on a kid, especially, you know, there's a 12-year-old kid who's in Brixton in London right now,
right.
black kid, who doesn't have any heroes to look up to. And to see James Bond 007 and see Idris Elba's face there, I think that would do a lot for his self-confidence.
How about an Asian Bond? How about a female Bond?
Oh, female Bond would be amazing.
Yes.
But I mean, you know, that I think that, you know, I'm all for stretching the boundaries of that character
uh-huh.
in any which way they can go. If you find the most qualified, most interesting actor that can take it in an interesting direction while still maintaining the spirit of the series, why not?
Jamil, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can hear more of Jamil Smith on his podcast, Intersection.